Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mass.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mass.
Q-U-I-T quit.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 of Sports Hub. Felger and Mass presented by DraftKings. Also simulcast NBC Sports Boston. Mike and Tony off. Might be the end of the world, but it's also vacation time. It's summertime, so they're off today. You have Jim Murray in the A-hole chair. Joe Murray in the Mass chair. Also in my normal spot doing the Sports Hub headlines. And if you missed the top of the hour headline, big breaking news in the NFL is that Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback, has signed a 10-year contract extension, 10-year contract extension that will tie him to Kansas City through the 2031 season. Will be the richest contract in NFL history, that from Adam Schefter. Terms beyond that have yet to be released. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Joe. But I want to wait until the terms, the guaranteed terms, come up before I overreact to this deal. He should be the richest quarterback and highest paid quarterback in the NFL. 10 years? Certainly not going to be guaranteed 10 years, but that seems high. Just that.
2031, I haven't even thought about that yet.
I haven't even thought about 2022, let alone 2021. Jesus, or 20, whatever the hell that is, 2031.
I mean, he's deserving, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously, you know, he's got the extra year left here. The coronavirus probably has a lot to do with it. When you win a Super Bowl, I'm sure they try to talk to you. Hey, it's a good deal for the Chiefs, and he did get a scare last year of an injury. But
I never thought he was going to come back after that. I really didn't.
It was amazing. Really, that trying to on a QB sneak.
Yep.
Of all things as well. But, yeah, clearly one of the most exciting players to watch in the NFL, and will be sticking around for probably another 10, 15 years.
So while he's not going anywhere for Kansas City, the Patriots have Cam Newton now on the depth chart. I think he's going to be the starter. I really only got to talk about this last Monday, and then I went on vacation for the week. But Cam Newton signed Sunday night by the Patriots, spent the 4 hours on Felger and Mass last Monday talking about him. That and the Patriots' latest cheating scandal that they got, heavy-handed punishment for there with the taping in Cincinnati at the Bengals last year. But I haven't heard your take on Cam Newton. You happy about it? You feel like he's going to be the starter week one, Joe? I still feel to me that there's this weird narrative of he's here to push Jared Stidham, and this is going to be good for Stidham, and he can teach Stidham RPOs. Like, I just feel like anyone that feels like that is, I don't know, they got too wrapped up in the narrative of the last year or so from a lot of the Patriots beat reporters that were fed that crap from the team, that no, Stidham's the guy. We've never seen anyone look this good in the preseason before, or even in training camp. No, Stidham's the heir apparent to Tom Brady. And no, like, okay, like, I even fell for that too eventually, because they didn't end up signing anybody once free agency started this offseason. But now Cam Newton's here, and I'm sorry, I think that's kind of an indictment on Jared Stidham. Cam Newton's going to be your week one starter. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, something must have happened in the last couple of weeks. I know you guys brought up him going to a wedding. I don't know if that kind of pissed people off. Something happened. But I still think Stidham can play. I still think he can potentially beat out Cam Newton.
Like, do.
If they had a camp, he could potentially do so. It's not going to happen, and here's why. A, I think there's too many people in the locker room that are going to support Cam Newton. The McCourty's talked about it weeks ago. All those guys in the locker room are going to love him. This team needs star power. They do. Like, you lose Tom Brady, whoever's going to take over will not be as successful, without a doubt. But you know, I just look at a history of guys with something to prove who come to New England and do well. You know, Darrell Revis was here for a year, cashed in. Trent Brown was here for a year and cashed in. Chris Long. I mean, there have been so many guys who come in here, play 1 year, it's a win-win for both sides, and then they go out and get their money. The one thing I thought that was interesting in this whole deal is they have an option to franchise tag him the next year. So, you know, whether he's here for 1 year or not, they can tag him and then trade him. Which is, and then if he leaves, they get a third round pick that they just lost in the Spygate 2.0 thing there. So this is a genius move, but it's not so much a genius move on Belichick's part. There was a bunch of quarterbacks available, whether it was Dalton, who else was available? Joe Flacco was on the market. But Cam Newton was the one guy who didn't sign. And eventually he said, listen, the best thing for me is to play for the Patriots and get paid $1 million a year. So like it fell into the Patriots' lap. I think he will be the starter, but I think if they had a full four games of a preseason, joint practices, the whole entire thing, I think they would have believed in Stidham. But I think the fact that maybe there is no preseason and this guy's got something to prove, and you really don't know about, you know, the turnover factor when it comes to Stidham or if he truly is ready, I think Cam Newton as the quarterback's the right decision for the Patriots this year. I just don't think we're going to be able to see that competition this year in camp, and I think he's going to be awarded the starting position.
I know he looks awesome just based on his, you know, his social media posts, and he looks like he's shredded. But I don't know, like, I always tell it to people, you know, I feel like you got to take that with a grain of salt. I remember when I worked in Atlanta, you know, it was when they had signed Steven Jackson. He's one of the most impressive human beings I've ever seen up close in my entire life. And then Steven Jackson was for the Falcons, and then we know how he was here. Like, he was completely washed up. Like, you can look completely diesel and shredded. It just doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to have your speed that you once had, or Cam Newton's going to have, you know, his breakaway ability that he had when he gets out of the pocket. Like, I just think he was so banged up those last couple of years and looked like such a shell of himself. I know that there's upside, and he was once the MVP 5 years ago, Joe. I don't think he is what he was. I think, if nothing else, he's going to make this team infinitely more interesting this year. He's certainly already given us a hell of a lot of storylines. And there's upside. But I don't think you're going to get Cam Newton of 2015, the MVP year. I don't. I just think he's far past that. Well, he's taken too much of a beating.
I'll throw this out to you, and I think this is fairly interesting, but do you think that Cam Newton in his first year with the Patriots can be better than what Tom Brady was in his last year with the Patriots? And I do. I think he could be more dynamic in the red zone, something the Patriots weren't last year. I think he throws a better deep ball than Tom Brady. Is he as accurate? Hell no. Has Cam Newton worked with less than what they have now?
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think he's got something to prove. I don't think he runs the ball 100 times. I think playing for the Patriots, he might get some of those calls that he didn't get in Carolina for all those years. I mean, you can say whatever you want about Cam Newton and his ability and his game, but he's taken some hits he never got calls on. They don't treat him like a quarterback.
No, it's because he looks like a linebacker. I'm with you on that. So, I was appalled.
But I think Belichick's going to be on that early on. Hey, that's our quarterback here. You know, Brady got those calls. Remember, he just got touched and he'd get those calls.
All I have to do is look at the ref,
I just think this is a really good fit for Cam Newton. I think the players are going to rally around him. Accuracy might be an issue. He's going to have to get the ball out quick. The offensive line's still going to be a question here. But I think he's just going to bring a jolt of lightning into the team itself. You know, they're kind of they're a cookie cutter team. They're vanilla as hell, you know, and I think he can bring a little bit of electricity to the team. And I think he's a damn good player. He might not be the MVP, but I think he can. I think Belichick could have brought anybody in. Andy Dalton, Jameis Winston, Cam Newton could have brought them here and been a potential Pro Bowl quarterback. And I think they will do that with Cam Newton this year.
So what do you think their record is, and what do they finish?
I had them going 11-5 overall.
Even that was before him?
Yeah, and I still think they're going to win. The defense is so good. They have the best secondary in football. And that they're going to, and what they're going to do now is they're going to run the football. How they won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. They're going to pack it in, run the football, three tight ends. The only thing this team doesn't have is a speed guy. You know, maybe it's the kid Thomas from Miami that went undrafted, but they had Ted Ginn to throw those deep balls to. You could throw it up to Kelvin Benjamin years ago. Jericho Cotri reinvented his career playing with the Carolina Panthers. You know what I mean? So, like, I think N'Keal Harry can really take advantage of him being here. Throw the ball, see what he has for ability. And I think either it's Julian Edelman as a Funchess type, or maybe James White can become what McCaffrey was. All I know is, it's a big year for Josh McDaniels to get it together here. And I think he's got the right guy to do it. He's always wanted that mobile athletic quarterback. Now they have it. And Sony Michel also is going to have to run the football very well. I think they're a good team, but he puts more energy and a jolt into that offense.
So that sounds like you're way more into this than I am. Like, again, I think it makes them more interesting. I just...
Get me wrong. Like, I'm not one of these guys. Like, he went 0-8 for a reason. But that Lisfranc injury, people don't... Some guys didn't get surgery, and they ruined their careers because of it. He did it. He's going to be ready to go. He doesn't turn the football over, as you might think, but that 0-8 stretch that he went at... I mean, North Turner said it himself, like, it had something to do with his shoulder and his foot. Some guys you just have to look at sometimes and say these were injury issues. The guy played, like you said, he wasn't a quarterback. Took so many hits.
I remember it was that Monday night game after the Super Bowl. So it was the rematch. It was Carolina and Denver. The beating he took by the Broncos in that game, and he got like no flags. I remember thinking like, this is like a crime we're witnessing. Like I'm usually not that guy watching football, but some of those hits you had to like turn your head and like, oh, I can't watch this. He took an absolute beating, helmet to helmet hits, and he just never gets those calls. So that, you know, I didn't even really consider that because of how Belichick and how he rides the refs. Maybe that changes here.
Yeah.
If Cam Newton comes here, if he's going to get hit like that, you're going to see more flags. I hope so.
They have to be better in the red zone with him. He's another threat out there.
Yeah.
But they were bad. And how many times do we have to watch that Titans game and not getting the ball in on the goal line, which could have been the difference in the game.
All right. Well, so there was other things I wanted to unpack about Cam Newton. And it was just how, this show was talked about last week and how they talked about him. Because I was only here Monday. It was like, yay, let's talk about Cam because there's this big, shiny new toy here on the team. And it's like, wee, now they're way more interesting. And that is true. Seemingly a lot of you got upset because, the fun police here, Mike and Tony, they don't like fun. That's really what it was all about. But some of you took it otherwise. I want to get to that coming up next here. Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
You can listen to Felger and Maz on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I've got news for you. I found nothing about what they had to say racist at all. I really, really didn't. But I certainly didn't find anything racist about it. They were talking about the culture of the New England Patriots. They're talking about what they might deem acceptable as an organization or what fans in that locale may particularly like or dislike. They alluded to the same things when Chad Ochocinco arrived. Sometimes they didn't like it from Gronk until he was winning and he was effective and he was balling out on the field, and then they didn't give a damn. I've known Tony Maserati for years, not intimately, obviously, because it's not like we're friends and hang out with one another, but he's a colleague that used to write for the Boston Globe. I think he still contributes to them. He's done a good job as their radio host there. We've always been cool with one another. I've never sensed anything racial about him. Michael Felger, I don't know from a can of paint at all.
All I'll say is thank God that happened. But Stephen A. Smith was the voice of reason here. So it's Felger and Maz, 98.5 Sports, simulcast NBC Sports Boston. It's a re-entry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Mike and Tony, out on vacation today, so you have yours truly, Big Jim Murray in the A-hole chair, and Joe Murray in the Maz chair, and in my usual spot given headlines as well. And I don't know if you've had time to talk about this. I know you were on with Tutcher and Rich last week a bit, but being away, I didn't listen much, I'll be honest. But I was here last Monday to talk about Cam Newton, and it was all good. And then I was in my car Tuesday. I was up at in Middleton at the driving range there next to Richardson's, Joe.
Richardson's
ice cream. Great time up there. Everything you need. Mm-hmm. All the golf and ice cream in one place. It's fantastic.
House, yep.
And I heard in real time the clip that was ultimately posted by Funhouse, who, like, you know, is makes it his life to go after any and all the sports shows. And he posted on Twitter last Tuesday of Mike and Tony, but mostly Mike, saying that he hates Cam Newton celebrating. And again, I heard it in real time. I thought it was pretty innocuous. I thought it was par for the course for this show because Mike hates fun. He hates anything fun. That's Mike Felger. And then that night, I see it get retweeted here and there, and it really started to pick up some steam when NFL Network's Rich Eisen retweeted it with some snarky commentary. And I was like, okay. And then you have the who's who of irrelevant losers who try to make something out of it because they hate this show and every show on this and the other station. So it's like, okay. But I figured that was it, Joe, and boy, holy crap. Like, in a matter of 24 hours, if that. I mean, this thing became like a national story, and you have those on First Take talking about it, and Wokenistas like Max Kellerman, like, turning bright red, saying, like, racist, racist. It's like, whoa. Wow. Like, I know we live in emotionally charged, crazy, terrible times, the dumbest time in recorded history. This is proof yet again that this, because if you've ever listened to the show for 5 minutes, you know that if Mike and Tony are guilty of anything, especially Mike, they're the fun police. They hate, I mean, Mike hates fun in sports.
It's no like, jokes.
Yeah, no jokes. We don't do jokes here. You score the touchdown. You hand the ball to the ref. No fun, no fun, no fun. That's all this was. No dog whistle. You're trying to make something out of completely nothing. And thankfully, Stephen A. Smith was the voice of reason here. And I don't need to be their guard dog or anything like that. But I will say, because then I did start to listen a bit towards the end of the week, because I was like, well, what's going to happen here? Are they going to have to do some, like, fake apology now? And I thought Mike handled it great on Thursday with Adam Jones and Marshall Hooker were in. It was just, and he's saying basically what I'm saying, like, you know, there's no sacred cows here. Isn't that one of the commandments of the show? Like, everyone gets bashed. The last 9 years, it's been the Brady is done show, right? Like, they've bashed Brady. There's no sacred cows. They'll bash anybody. So the Cam Newton thing and the celebrating and the Superman, like, that's just Mike to his core. He hates fun. That's all that it was. So there's part of me that wanted to, like, rush back out of vacation last week and, like, I please, like, not you need me to defend you, but what are we doing here? Like, it's again, people have completely lost their minds. They've lost their minds. And I thought that this was taken completely out of context. And thankfully that the cooler heads have seemingly prevailed. And guys like Stephen A. Smith understand that and talked about it. And I think this has gone away. I think. I don't know. Did you talk about this much on Tutcher and Rich?
We did. I was on Friday morning. My whole thing is this. I don't need to carry Mike Felger's water. I don't need to defend Mike Felger whatsoever. But for anybody who watches this show, like, if this show was in, I don't know, Providence or Connecticut or somewhere else, would this have made storylines? I don't know. But because it's in Boston, it does. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Jim. When Cam Newton signed with the Patriots, I never once thought of a black quarterback here in New England. Not once. I thought former Auburn guy won a national championship, MVP, played in the Super Bowl, and maybe they can turn him around. Never once did I think of dabbing, Superman, or any of that stuff. I instantly was like, they have a quarterback that's better than Brian Hoyer, who made more money at Auburn than he will with the Patriots, okay? Like, that's a thing. But I don't think Felger said anything wrong. And dude, you've been on the show how many years now?
Five.
You guys talk about Brady's kids, right? You talk about his wife. You talk about where he shops, where he lives, where they go on vacation. Like, everything about Brady. What he wears, right? Where is he building a new home? Like, where is he going to play? He wants to be in a warm... Like, you guys have talked about Joe, everything about Tom Brady.
Joe, I bought an Us magazine once, and we brought it in and did 4 hours on it.
Okay, yes. Okay, but Cam Newton dabs on the football field. He does the Superman thing. He gives a football to, you know, he dances on the sideline. He talks trash. Isn't everything that's happening in the world about equality? They're going to do the same damn thing when it comes to Cam Newton. They're not going to like what he wears. They're not going to like when he hands a football to a kid. They're not going to like his dab. It's the same exact thing. We haven't even looked at about who he dates yet. Is he married? I don't know any of that stuff. But just wait, because it's going to come out, and it's what you guys have been doing for years.
I think he has a partner. I don't know if he's officially married. I think they have four kids, one of which is named Chosen, which I think is kind of corny. But, okay, is that going to be taken out of context now? Like, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, because this is now what the world is, and...
I think it bothers me because we're from here. Like, oh, Boston's a racist city. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of things. Things have gotten better, but it still needs to continue to get better here. But it's just, I hate that guy in Boston talking about black quarterback. That bothers me. It really does. The fact that Mike Felger is not even from here, by the way. All he's talking about is Bill Belichick going to be able to deal with a dab? Is he going to be able to deal with a kid, him handing a football to a kid? That's what he was talking about.
Right, and given that he had gotten on Rob Gronkowski before, and you had that press conference when it was at 2017 when Brandon Cooks was here, and he was sheepishly saying, like, I wanted to celebrate and have Brandon jump in my back, but I didn't. Like, because, you know, I think for the most part, Bill, you know, like, he has a line. He doesn't want guys crossing over it. And Cam Newton's a very demonstrative player, and it's just like that you haven't really seen that kind of thing here, especially from the player that's looked at as the CEO on the field and the quarterback. I have no issue with that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, I was always diametrically opposed to Mike's feelings on Randy Moss. Randy Moss, to me, is one of the top three wide receivers in the history of the game, and I know it didn't end well here, but Randy Moss, like, simplified everything that I like about sports. Like, he was cocky and backed it up, and sure, he dogged it at times, but I loved Randy Moss just for the sheer athleticism that he showed on the field. I love that. And Mike will always say, like, he was ultimately a losing player. It didn't work out here. Randy Moss is a loser. And it's like, okay, what, do you hear some dog whistle when you hear that? Like, no, because Randy Moss was fun. Mike didn't like Randy Moss. That's really what it comes down to. And it's the same thing with Cam Newton. So it'll be interesting to see, because you really haven't had a quarterback like that here my whole life, you know? So I think it'll be a good thing. Like I said, if nothing else, my biggest takeaway from Cam Newton and him signing with the Patriots is, like, now the team's finally going to be interesting. Maybe it'll be good, you know, because they've, for all the winning, and the winning's obviously been great, and it's been beneficial, obviously, to hear us at this radio station and the other one, and, like, we've all benefited here. But let's be honest, they've been kind of stodgy and boring here for a little while,
vanilla
too.
Vanilla,
like, yeah, you said in a prior segment, just like, you know what the Patriots are, right? Like, they could use a little flair. So I think it's, for me, I think it's good they got someone like Cam Newton. And then maybe he will expound some of that, you know?
Yeah, and if he stinks, we'll crap on him too.
Right.
But that's, I'm here today filling in. If there's one thing I could say about this show is they talk about everything. There's no fun, you know, when you call, there's no jokes. But when they actually talk about people on the sporting field, it's all about, you know, what they do on the field. And sometimes they, you know, he doesn't like nicknames, right? Do we know if Cam?
Oh, he hates nicknames.
Does he have a nickname yet? We don't know
yet. Superman.
Okay, that's the Superman then.
So
I don't know. He's not going to like that either.
That's all. I just, I was both amazed and not that how that thing took off in a matter of, like, just hours. You know, I guess this is just the world that we live in. Like, everyone's just humorless and, you know, everything's just so serious. Everything's so serious. Everything's so, so serious. And there's now a microscope on every single thing. And what you're saying, oh, we hear what you really mean. They're like, what? Huh? Context doesn't exist anymore? It doesn't? No? You know, it's common sense? No, just doesn't exist anymore. Okay. All right, good. So it's all a matter of time then for yours truly. Right? And I guess maybe all of us, we have to be concerned with a microphone in front of our face. And so fine. And as I've said on Gasper and Murray before, Joe, and I will say it again now, when the time comes that I have to apologize, oh, I'll say it. Just know I won't mean a word of it. Or I'll just not say it, and that'll be the end of me, and I'll go start a podcast or something. Because, like, whatever. I'm not doing it. Not over something innocuous. We know what bad is. I think anyone with common sense know what's bad. And don't be a complete a-hole, and don't be terrible, and don't be racist, okay? Mm. But, like, opinions, like, strong opinions, and, like, what Mike and Tony do here on a day-to-day basis, again, I shouldn't have to, I'm not. I don't want to act like I'm, like, they're, you know, carrying water for them, like you said, or I'm, like, you know, their guard dog or something like that. But what they did was completely innocuous. And I think that, you know, people made way, way, way too much out of it. And thankfully, you had people like Stephen A. Smith, and cooler heads prevailed, and that was that. And hopefully that story has now gone away.
I think it is. I think it's been gone.
Well, that's the other thing, too, Joe. You give something 24, 48 hours, it'll blow over, and you know, the mob will be looking for something else, looking for the next scalp, I guess. Yeah. It's a crazy time, especially if you're doing something like this. Now you walk in terrified every single day, like, oh, is today the day? Do I say something wrong? Oh, no, I'm in trouble. Oh, now it's over. Ah, there goes 20 years of a career. Poof, gone like that. Oh, great.
Or
great.
Twitter. You got to scrub your Twitter down, too, you know?
Oh, Jesus. Not a time.
But Jim, will it be a podcast that nobody will listen to?
Of course, Jimmy, because that's like all of... Well, no. Joe's just sitting here.
Just sitting there, podcast.
I always see...
Highest rated with Big Jim Murray.
Pumping up the numbers. Every single, you know, every single just sitting here podcast. And you know, you need to be doing more, Joe. I am also a fan of just sitting here, and I've been waiting. You've done like 2 in 2 weeks. I know you're busy. I've been working more.
Been here too much.
Yeah.
Joe has good equipment, too, by the way. Nice microphone.
And I like
nice
wrestling mixer. Inside the ropes as well. Very good podcast.
Yeah, Jimmy, what was the news today, by the way?
With regard to?
WWE, the event here.
SummerSlam. Oh, SummerSlam looks like it's canceled.
Is that official?
It's not official, but it's been leaning that way. I mean, Marty Walsh, our mayor, won't have live events, big group gatherings until after Labor Day. So it's not official, but there's been a lot of rumor and innuevento around it.
Oh, well, that sucks for you, right?
Sad day for us.
Yeah.
It does. But speaking of the podcast, if I may,
please.
Mike Riley and I did a profile on The Undertaker. New episode of Wrestling Inside the Ropes up available on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com.
And on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, or just say Alexa Play Over Under Podcast on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hopefully it's playing right now, and I just did you dirty. Joe Murray's going
to get HD2 channel.
Joe Murray's going to get you caught up here in the Sports Hub headlines with breaking news on Patrick Mahomes, and then back with your phone calls next at 617-779-0985. It's Felger and Mass.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Mazz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Mazz.
A great show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger and Mazz, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Mike and Tony off today, so you have yours truly, Big Jim Murray in the A-hole chair, along with Joe Murray in the Maz chair, and you at 617-779-0985. So one of the questions that Mike and Tony were trying to work themselves through towards the end of the last show I was on, a week ago today, when you know the Cam Newton signing was just like all new, fresh, and shiny, was do the Patriots shift to Cam Newton, or does Cam Newton shift to the Patriots? In other words, Joe, is Cam Newton just going to now fit into that Patriots offense, death by a thousand paper cuts, or what we've grown accustomed to seeing here with Tom Brady over the last 20 years? Or is it going to be more about, you know, Cam Newton doing Cam Newton things like we saw him do with the Carolina Panthers? Which of those two do you think is going to be more likely to happen with the Patriots this season? If Cam Newton is the starter, which I do believe he is going to be.
I think they're going to run a new offense. I don't think they're going to throw as much as they did. But I think they're going to adjust to Cam Newton's ability. I think so. Again, dude, they won a Super Bowl 2 years ago by running the football and playing defense. They have the best secondary in football. You know, they still continue to, well, their drafting hasn't been great, let's be honest. But this year it looks like there might be some guys that can at least fill some holes that are out there. But I think they can run the football. I think this is a make-or-break year for Sony Michel. And I just think that, you know, if Jared Stidham was the quarterback, I still think they can be successful. But with Cam Newton here, I think you're going to see 2 and 3 tight ends, them packing it in. And at times, he might be able to get to the outside and run the football. I don't think he'll rush for 100 attempts on the season. I hate to even bring up the Tim Tebow offense. I hate to do it. But this is what McDaniels has done in the past. He's always wanted that mobile quarterback here.
And he worked out Lamar Jackson, remember, too.
Yeah, and wanted Marcus Mariota years ago. It didn't work out. So, you know, he finally has an athletic guy. So we think if he's fully healthy, I think Cam Newton's an upper echelon quarterback in the league. I really do. But I think they're going to work around Cam Newton. I think they're going to try to protect him because he was not protected with Carolina whatsoever.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a mix of both. I don't think it's one or the other. And I know it's, oh, so get the fence out of your caboose. But I don't think it's going to be fully one or the other. I just don't. I think there's going to still be elements of what you've seen here over the last 20 years because that works. And Cam Newton, I think, as long as he's healthy, he's going to be able to do that. But they got to let him run and, you know, improvise as well. Because otherwise, it's like, well, you should have just signed Andy Dalton or some other scrub or something like that. Like, you know, Cam Newton's athleticism is maybe his best attribute. It is, right? Mm-hmm. So as long as he's healthy. So.
And they've never had that here.
No.
Never. I mean, when Drew Bledsoe, man, we were all clamoring for Michael Bishop to come in, and he wasn't even really that much of a runner. They've never had an athletic quarterback. Don't even bring me Doug Flutie. Don't do that. They've never had this type of quarterback. And they have to be better in the red zone, and I think that's what he'll bring to the table.
So one of the other things that I wanted to mention is that it does seem like it's trending towards the NFL canceling the preseason as a whole. So late last week, was it confirmed by the league, too, that the first two games, they're going to be wiped off the board?
They're wiping off weeks one and weeks four.
Weeks one and week four, okay. Yeah. So then there was a tweet that kind of went viral today by Jed DeMusi. Who is a weekend sports anchor, WKRC Local 12 in Cincinnati, who tweeted, "We just received word that CBS has canceled the national broadcast of the Bengals' third preseason game against the Atlanta Falcons. Game is scheduled for Friday, August 28th. The game itself has not been canceled, just the national CBS broadcast of it," he says. "But it's easy to connect the dots and say CBS knows there's not going to be a preseason. But in the same release sent to affiliate, CBS said they're still planning on broadcasting Jacksonville and Tampa Saturday, August 22nd. I'm sorry, I think that's kind of a crock. I just think this is getting more and more towards the NFL saying, you know what, we may just play 1 week, or it's just going to be this ramp up of a quick camp, and then we're just going to go into the season. Or the season just starts in October, because that was mentioned by Patriots, former Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, quarterback coach Tom House, who mentioned, like, you know, somewhat off the cuff that, like, oh, you know, when we see Tom, or, you know, things start up in October, huh? I think we're trending towards the preseason not even happening, or it's just 1 week.
I don't like this whatsoever. When I saw free parking for Patriots fans today, I was like, oh no, because they're not offering free park. I don't know. I paid $40 to $60 to park at that place for 20 years plus. No parking? No games. That's exactly what I'm thinking here.
So what? They put out a press release today, correct?
Right. And listen, I have to tell you, I'm a season ticket holder. The Patriots have been outstanding with the whole entire process. They asked for a payment in March, and they pushed it back. Said, hey, you have until the end of June to push it back. I was able to defer my tickets this year. I've been a season ticket holder for over 25 years. Health fit, you know, in the family this year. We just, you know, we asked. They said no problem whatsoever. Sent an email. Boom, done. So everything the Patriots have done has been outstanding. I really have to admit that. They, you know, haven't been like, fork over your money or hold your seats. It's been awesome. But I don't know. The first two games get canceled. The McCourties were talking about their concerns about not having games. They're concerned about jobs. And now there's talks about not bringing 90 people into camp this year, you know, maybe keeping it around 60 or something to that degree. If there's no preseason, I think that's bad for the league. It's bad for teams. I think
maybe the quality of play will be garbage for like a month and a half.
But you might see more of those star players out there early on, which will get those eyes on the football field. I don't know. That's so twofold for me. Like, I like when we talk about Ralph Webb and who are these other guys? Nick Brosette and Bam Childress and Brian Timms. Like, I used to get excited watching preseason games and talking about it.
Jacoby Myers had a good preseason last year. You fall in love with a player and you're like, that guy's going to be an X factor this season. And then he's, you know, cut and ends up on the Saints or something.
But that's because this has been the Patriots who we've covered for so many years. You know, now it's like, maybe we want to see this Jamar Smith character or Brian Lewerke, or maybe actually see a quarterback competition this year. I don't like the fact we're not getting a preseason. Two, I was fine with. I even like the split, the joint practices that they had. But no preseason games this year, it's going to be a bad product.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, even as it is, as they watered this down and they can't do, you know, the two-a-days and hit and all that kind of stuff in camp anymore, like, I think that you, well, how many times you refer to that first month for the Patriots as, well, you know, it's an extension of the preseason. Now it's even going to be further than that. Throughout the league, the quality of the play will suck if they don't have at least just a couple of preseason games for ramp-up. I know that there's, you know, like, Matt McCarthy hates it, and he's like, hoping that there won't be any preseason. I like it, not just for the storylines and you fall in love with the player, like you say, Joe, but like I think that it helps the quality of the play in the first couple of months of the season. Without it, it's going to be ugly. And in regard to that season ticket holder message today, again, the Patriots said they're going to offer free parking at Gillette Stadium, digital-only tickets in an attempt to make social distancing while getting in and out of the stadium easier and more convenient. Patriots also left room for the possibility of more canceled games. But free parking, like, wasn't it like 50, 60 bucks now a pop?
Yeah, man.
And so how many cars you think on a – so the place holds 65,000?
It's
got to
be like a couple of – I think it's a million or more a game.
That's crazy. Like, good for them, but, I mean, they just – I think that they say that because they know they're not going to have any fans in the stadium anyway. So, I mean, yeah, it looks good, but, I mean, realistically, were fans really going to be at Gillette this year anyway because of COVID? Probably not. But, man, well, what a bad –
I don't know. Would you tailgate?
Yeah, I tailgate. I don't know if I'd want to go in the stadium, though. It's the packed in with a lot of people, even in an open air place like that. I'm a little wigged out about it. I really am. Like, it's just, I mean, you look at any of the, you know, the science behind it and any of the numbers, like the more people, the more chance you got of getting the damn thing. And so even if you have a quarter of the place filled and it's 25,000 people, that's still too much for me. So would I tailgate? Yeah, but I don't want to be near anyone. I'd be there with like me and five friends. And I know, you know, you've been in the studio here. I know you're safe and your family's safe. So sure, if it's people I know, but like a giant parking lot and we're all packed in together, like, no, you know, you have a few and then you start throwing the football around and then the football's tainted. Like, I'm too wigged out about it, I think.
I like preseason football, though. I don't care what anybody says. Give me the boring ass games. I love them. It's like the smell of football. I love it. But man, if we lose the preseason this year, but hey, at least it might ensure that we actually get football if they do it.
Yeah. So there you go. 617-779-0985. It could be a cancellation fully of the preseason. You want to join in on that? Have at it again. 617-779-0985. Still waiting on those numbers on the Chiefs' 10-year contract extension with Patrick Mahomes. We have a long commercial-free segment coming up next, though. I do want to touch on the Redskins' name change. Feels like it's imminent. Coming up next here on Felger and Mass.
Felger and Mass.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mass.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment. I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mass.
We don't remember who we are or what we said last week. Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Does it matter? I mean, well, like, I'm just saying, I think the preseason games is like 4-2. Like, that is one. But I just don't think that matters. Like, we have to first figure out, how do we get back in the locker room? When we go back, are we straight to training camp? What is that procedure? I think from a fan standpoint, I think that's the first thing that fans know
that is something real for them. It's preseason game. So I get why that's being addressed. But I think for us as players, we still want to know, like, how's everything going to function and work? And, you know, don't get me wrong, everybody's working towards that and building, like, there's calls and everything. But I think that's more important than whether there's 4 preseason games, 2 preseason games, no preseason games. Like, all of that stuff will work itself out. But, like, all that stuff matters if the first phase of us being back in training camp is going well. Like, if that doesn't go well, then there's no anything. So I think for me, that has been more of my focus. I haven't really cared about, you know, what the preseason games look like.
It's Devin McCourty. He and his brother on his podcast talking about the preseason. The NFLPA Board of Player Representatives voted unanimously. Say it right, Jim. On Friday, to recommend skipping the preseason as a whole. So they've already whacked 2 of the games. Now it feels like, based on reading the tea leaves, as the saying goes, especially in sports radio, is that they may whack this whole thing together. Seems like the McCourties might be for it. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Jim Murray and Joe Murray in for Mike and Tony today. What did you take out of that, Joe? I know you wanted to...
I took that. It sounds like that these guys know they're probably not going to play. It is interesting, right? I mean, just to compare what happened with the Red Sox. The Red Sox used their luxury suites to give each player their own space to separate everybody.
It's a pretty cool setup, actually.
I love the setup. It's actually really, I saw Verdugo's luxury suite in there. But that was probably something that they decided, okay, if we're going to be at Fenway, there's going to be no fans. Like, maybe we have to start using the facilities here. But when it comes to the Red Sox, I mean, when it comes to the Patriots, Tom Brady had to get workouts in a damn luxury suite. Like, he couldn't even do it in his own locker room. And again, I mentioned this earlier, but there are talks about having less than 90 people in camp this year. Well, if there's no preseason games, then what are you going to give them, 60, 70 people in there? Where are you going to fit all those guys at Gillette Stadium?
Right.
So, like, first, how are you going to get the guys in the building? And then how are you going to get them to practice? So they're concerned about just how are they going to show up? Where are they going to stay when they're there? Not even football. Like, these guys shouldn't have to worry about any of that stuff. So maybe I now, if I'm the football league or the Patriots, how are you going to get all these guys in a one building? Like, think about some of these other stadiums. How are they going to get these guys in there? The more I look at it here is this is what these guys are concerned about, and it's not football.
Right.
Like, they need to get that out of these guys' heads. These guys do, what, a weekly podcast every Sunday night, and now they're like, oh, who cares about preseason games? How the hell are we getting into the damn building in practice?
Yeah, I wonder, too, could they – I mean, can you split maybe the coaching staffs and split some of the team? Can you practice in the stadium and then on that outside field?
And maybe the coaches are in the bubble.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, logistically, I feel like they'd be able to work it out. I don't know. Yeah, that's why I hire someone to figure it the F out.
But I don't want these guys worrying about that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, worry about playing football. And I don't know. I mean, I also look at it as, like, just routine in general, like, I don't know, doesn't like Devin McCourty, I mean, I know he's played in preseason games before, but like, isn't it like you get that hyped up, you play a couple of series, and then you're out, and then you watch, and you're rooting the other guys, and they went on to say that other people are going to be losing jobs. Yeah, they will be. It's just weird. The Patriots salary cap has been what it is all year long. Maybe they're going into it being like, listen, this is who's on the roster, this is who we're going with, because they like everybody they have. I don't know, I'm excited. I want football to happen this year,
too.
But
desperately.
We need football as far as like just one of the national sports to be out there. But if these guys are concerned about how they're getting in the building, I definitely don't think we're having a preseason.
Todd in Framingham on the return of sports. Hello, Todd.
Hey, so I wanted to talk real quick about I used to be in video production, and one of the biggest things about the preseason is it gives these guys an opportunity to try out different shots and whatnot. Get different angles, and that's not going to happen this year if there's no preseason. So is there anything you guys can say on that?
I guess we also have to consider the cameramen as well, Todd. It's
well, some of them got outed, and now they can't broadcast. They can't do any broadcasts of any other games this year. So
yeah,
they'll have less of a crew this year.
Right. I mean, I don't expect this to look like it normally looks anyway. Like Joe just said, you're going to have maybe a quarter of the production staff in there anyway. So yes, hey, look, everyone's hurting. You know, even down to, your people hawking hot dogs and whatever. Everyone's got screwed some way from this thing. Whether you're out of work, taking a haircut, what have you. Oh, the whole thing sucks. It really does. That's why, selfishly, sports fan in me, and doing this for a living. Like, if we don't have football this fall, oh my God, we're so screwed.
Oh, it's gonna be so. It's gonna be so bad. Man,
it's gonna. I mean, it already feels bleak anyway, but that will be dark.
I mean, I already missed college football. This just came out a minute ago. Here, Goodell just sent a letter out to all the teams, just basically saying that they're gonna do game day testing, how to handle potential outbreaks in facilities. So they're trying to get ahead of it today. So maybe that's something that happened last week before the holiday. And then today they're starting to put out some details. So just hearing one of those players worried about that kind of concerned me. But it looks like the NFL is on top of it and some of the procedures and how they go about it.
Well, the other big NFL story that's popped over the last few days, or at least while I was away, is that the Washington Redskins appear likely to change their name amid a nationwide movement to erase racially insensitive symbols. And, you know, there's some pressure here by some of their sponsors, including FedEx, which owns the naming rights to the team stadium, urging the franchise to change the nickname. They've been pondering this now, or there's an internal debate. I don't really know what the debate is. Personally, I was never offended by it, but what the hell do I know? I'm an old white. But I can understand, you know, red skins. You're literally saying skin is red. Like, I mean, at this point, why is Daniel Snyder so dug in?
It's time to go. It's the timing. It's,
you know,
time to go.
This has been a conversation for 7-8 years now, I feel like. You know, this was always like a quick go-to on a late night working in Atlanta. Like, oh, it's our old Redskins debate here and down the South. I know people will feel strongly about this. Let's do this bit. But at this point, dude, like, are you just dug in because, like, I don't know, you hate the Deadspins of the world? Like, and that kind of thing? Like, if your sponsors are now ready to bail on you, even if it's just about your bottom line, which I think it should be for any businessman, shouldn't you just do the right thing here, dude? And, like, have you seen some of the mock-ups and some of the permutations? I think Red Tails is one of the ones that I've seen all over Twitter over the week. And, like, that one looks pretty cool, and it's also a nod, right, to the military. And it's like, hey, you get to keep the color font and the font and everything. Like, so is it that difficult? Well, guess who just made the whole thing worse within the last few hours? What do you have a guess? Do you know, Joe?
Is it Daniel Snyder?
No, it would be the president of the United States.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, apparently, within the last few hours here, reading from Real Donald Trump with a blue check mark, president of the United States of America, they named teams out of strength, in all capital letters, not weakness. But now the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises, look like they are going to be changing their names in order to be politically correct. Indians, like Elizabeth Warren, must be very angry right now.
Oh, no.
Just throwing red meat to the base. Oh, he just can't help himself, can he? Oh, boy. What a horrible time we live in. And this one just feels like a gimme to me, you know? Like, and I know what the argument is on the other side. Like, well, it's a slippery slope, and what teams are going to have to change their name now? So is it going to be the Indians and the Braves and the Chiefs and the Blackhawks? And it's like, okay, you want to have the conversation about those teams? Like, you know, like the Chief Wahoo thing in terms of the logo, like that was ridiculous. You needed to change that. Indians, again, I feel that that's offensive, but I'm an old white. What do I know? The Redskins one's pretty obvious, isn't it? Like, at this point, like, just change the name, dude. Like, if nothing else, just think of your bottom line. It's good for business. You'll be able to sell a lot of merch, right? Wouldn't you think of it that way?
Yeah.
Even if you were dug in and you want to be a complete dick about it, just think, like, well, now we're on the right side of things, and we'll sell all this merch. And who do I really bow to at the end of the day? The dollar. Well, all right, that's right. We're going to change the name. But it seems like he's even reluctant because of that, which really proves, again, that Daniel Snyder is, like, the worst owner in all of professional sports, and just what a complete a-hole.
Complete. And, listen, I know we talk about social injustice and everything happening in the world. I think Native Americans definitely have a place to speak their opinion, and I think now it's time to move on from the name more than ever. And everything happening in the world, let's just move on from the name. And you know what? You can keep FedEx. You can keep Nike.
Right.
And you know what?
Pepsi, I think, was getting on them.
Yeah,
too.
And now the NFL will start pumping out new jerseys. So Daniel Snyder, you'll probably make out in the end, even though you'll lose your name. I don't know why he's hanging on to that thing for so long.
Oh, yeah, that was the term. They announced Friday they're going to undergo a thorough review of the nickname. I think that one, you need 2 minutes, tops? A thorough review? It's been since Friday? Like, I don't get it. All right, no commercials here. It's our long commercial-free segment. Joe Murray's going to get you caught up with the sports of headlines. There was big breaking news in the NFL today in regard to Patrick Mahomes. They'll get you caught up with that. And then when we return, we'll go back to what we started the show with today, and that is the shaky grounds that baseball are on as players are opting out left and right. I don't know if you're feeling some sort of way about them. You're mad that some of these guys like David Price, big names, are now starting to opt out because it may mean that baseball might not restart. We'll get to that next here on Felger and Mazz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org. Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. The official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.